side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh, I cannot count the times I've heard that.
Yeah,
I can. I just counted them.
Gold dust at my feet.
Gold dust at my feet.
On sunny side of the street.
I hate to do this kind of thing on the air because it's so unprofessional. You can turn my headphones up just a notch. Just a little. There you go. There you go. Now we're going to have a good show. When the headphones aren't loud enough, the show suffers. Good afternoon and welcome to the... Hey, we're halfway through the month. The December 15th. No, October.
December.
Sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. The October 15th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And we have a whole lot that we can talk about. I think we have to start, even though this is not a sports show because I'm a sports idiot and it's not a political show, we have to say something about this Friday night Cardinals game. I was in Kansas City. I drove to Kansas City Friday. My wife and I drove there. And we went to visit a guy that has been a friend for 31 years or so. And I've said many times, I just don't have a lot of friends, and I don't. I have three or four friends, and even a couple of those I only see a couple of times a year. And I see this guy maybe twice a year.
You're a weird little s***, Frank, and I don't get you.
Shut up, Lauren.
He
had a brain tumor when he was 38 years old, 14 years ago, and they had to cut the side of his skull off and go in. It was a big, big deal, and he's survived now 14 years. So a couple times a year, once a year, we go and we hang out, we visit, we stay at their house. So we're at their house, we're watching this game Friday night. Now, we also had dinner at the house, so the game had started. Somebody came around the corner and said, 6-0, Washington. Yeah. I thought, oh, God, boy. Well, okay, we'll check back later. We go back and look at the seventh, and then here comes the eighth inning. And look, I'm not a person who has watched nearly as many games as most people, certainly most men. That might have been one of the most spectacular things I ever saw. You know, strike away. You're Washington, and you're a strike away. And you could tell they were literally in the get ready, set, run out onto the field.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They were set. They were ready to go.
And it was game six last year in the World Series.
But this was even more bizarre.
That's what I said. I go, even as much as how exciting those were last year, I think this one topped it.
No, they did, and I'll tell you why. Never in the history of post-game play has any team been down six.
Yeah.
And come back to win. It's never happened.
Oh.
Now, the thing is kind of similar to last year's World Series that happened. Similar. Nothing like this. This is beyond belief.
No, and those poor Washington National players had to go in their locker room, and they had taped up the plastic for the champagne.
Yep.
So they have to sit at their lockers looking at the plastic that was supposed to be there for the champagne.
Those guys, when they got a shot of them, when it was finally over, they looked like somebody had taken a surgical knife and let the blood out of them. Just run out into a pan. They have no more color, no more blood, no life.
Just devastating.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please say hello to our guest for the day, queen for a day, because to me, if you're a woman and you're in here, it's like being a queen.
Yeah.
It would be Missy Miller, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Missy.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
And you can call him Ian if you want to. I prefer you call him Peon.
Peon.
Because Peon is demeaning.
Yes.
And demeaning people is fun.
Yes.
Calling them by their real names is not fun. Now, as you know, there is an opening on this show. As everybody knows, there's an opening.
I don't think that's very nice to call it.
What?
Don't start that already. Don't start that.
Wow.
We prefer to fill it with a female because we already have three guys in here, three juvenile delinquents. We need a fourth female juvenile delinquent, and we may have found her, and we may not. Now, Dawn Meadows-Dixon was in here last week, and she did a fine job, and I like Dawn. And what I'm hoping will happen here is that we get down to, let's say we get down to Dawn Meadows Dixon and Missy, Dawn and Missy, and they both want it so badly, they're willing to bikini jello wrestle each other for it. And the winner of the jello wrestling gets the job. That's my fantasy.
That's a good fantasy.
I doubt that it'll come down to that. So do we have our Getting to Know You music?
What I'd like
to do is start off, and we have a lot to talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want to. The guy, this Felix Baumgartner, he did it. Unbelievable. The guy jumped.
I watched that. It was amazing.
You got to have some major, major ones to do that. This guy deserves.
How did he get up there?
A balloon.
Yeah, big giant balloon.
A 500-foot tall balloon. Now, the arch is 635. This balloon and the material it was made out of was so thin, it was like Christmas tree tinsel. I mean, just the thinnest
I think material. It took over 2 hours just for him to get up to that elevation.
Oh, it took, I think it took four.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Was it?
It took four.
Wow.
Yeah, it was four.
And then you're at the mercy of this not even paper thin balloon, and you get up there and you're in a capsule, and then you leap, you just open the thing and look down and go, okay, I'm going to jump, and when I do, I'm not sure if I'll disintegrate, if I'll explode, if my body will cave in. I don't know.
Did you see the whole part where they were going through the checklist? They had like 30 things he had to do before. Oh, man.
I was on the road.
It was like a shuttle launch.
Yeah, it was very sophisticated, and Red Bull has spent a lot of money on this. But to answer Missy's question, yeah, he went up in a balloon.
Did they pop it? How did it end?
Let me say this first of all. She's blonde. She's very blonde.
Very blonde.
We need to establish how blonde she is.
Did they pop the
balloon?
They had certain valves that could release some of the air at a time. Not all at once, but yeah, to get...
So eventually the balloon didn't have air.
Well, where is the balloon?
I didn't hear what happened. I think they got the capsule back.
And when you're 24 miles or whatever it is up, how do you know where you're going to land?
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, how can you calculate that?
Yeah,
he could be in my backyard.
Well, they had to cancel like two or three times because of wind and weather. So
that was more about lifting and the ascent.
Not for the descent.
Yeah, the balloon could not inflate with the wind whipping it that way. Coming down, I don't know how you know where you're going to land. Scientists, they figured all this out. Getting to know you, Bruce.
Getting to know you.
That's Bruce Lippers, by the way.
Wow.
Singing. Yeah.
He's got a high voice.
He has a very high voice.
Getting to love
Bruce was castrated at the age of 8.
Getting to hope you like castrati singer.
He was a castrati singer in Italy for a short time.
To know you.
Our guest is Missy Miller, and... I jotted down a couple of things, if you don't mind, that I could ask you. Because, you know, I have people listening, and they're going to judge you. They're very judgmental. You should see the emails I got about Dawn Meadows Dixon. Some people.
Really?
She's very sweet. Now, that's nice
very
of you, because I know you hate her guts. and I know you don't want her to get this job.
I don't, but I still think she's sweet.
But you're honest about saying you don't want her to get it, and you're like those Miss America pageants contestants who hug each other, and when they go, and Miss America is Miss South Carolina, and the other girls hug her, and they want to stab her.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a knife, they'd stab her, because they hate her.
I wouldn't stab her. I just don't want her to get the job.
Well, that's okay. Honesty is the best policy here. How old are you?
I am 42 years old.
Now, the fact that you told me your age is a good thing. Because some women go, well, I don't think that women... Okay, how tall are you? Without any heels, don't do the high heel thing.
5'1".
My favorite height and my favorite age, by the way.
I don't feel 42.
Hang on, let me feel you. Hold on.
Hang on, let me feel you. Wait,
hold
I bought
on.
This. No.
Nope.
They're
don't,
bought.
You don't feel 42.
They're bought.
Right.
They're bought. Oh, she's getting that.
I didn't even ask
more information.
That.
Yeah.
Now, you voluntarily said that your boobs were bought and paid for.
Bought and paid for.
Okay.
I was about
to. Hang on, I want to see if you feel 42 again. Hold on. Nope, you're done. Okay. You have kids. How many kids?
I have 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl.
How old are the boys?
11 and 8.
How's the girl?
She is 3.
Little one.
She's a terror.
How many husbands have you had?
I just have 1 husband.
You've had one and you still have the same
one. But I've been engaged a couple of times.
Okay, that's interesting. We may get to that later. I talked to you before you came in here about, and you said something that I thought was really interesting. And so it leads me to this question, which will lead us to what you told me. How many jobs that you can remember have you had? And when was your first job?
You know, I wrote this down. My first job was probably about 13, and I worked at a soccer place, and I was the concession stand girl. And I didn't do well because when people give me change, I was
You're really blonde.
I was blonde, and I would actually, they were losing money. I was giving them back because I didn't know how to do the change.
Okay, sir, let's see. You bought two candy bars and a stick of gum, and you gave me a dollar. Here's a dollar 80.
Oh, that's exactly what I would do. Yeah. And they would come back and give me money. They felt bad for me. So I didn't last.
Okay, that's one. That's the first job. What other jobs have you had?
Then I worked at Six Flags, and I was Daffy Duck at Six Flags.
Whoa, hold on.
Wait, kids might not know that's real, so I guess I shouldn't say that out loud.
If any kids are listening, let me explain something to you. It's like Santa Claus. There are Santa's helpers, the fake Santas,
right,
and then there's the real Santa.
Santa can't be everywhere at once.
Exactly.
So
now, you... can I just stop and interrupt with a quick story of my own, because I have to?
Yeah.
When I was, I think it was my brother, and we went down to, for you old timers, you remember Famous and Sticks. Famous Bar and Sticks, Mary Fuller, had the beautiful window display. And we go in, and Santa Claus is in a store. We went around the corner, and Black Santa Claus was at another store. And I remember, you know, my brother... Oh, wait a minute. Not only are there two, one's black. And good luck answering that question.
Right.
The Santa's helper thing is always the way out. Santa's helper. Now, so we'll tell the kids who think, wait a second, what does she mean she was Daffy Duck? She wore a Daffy Duck costume.
Daffy Duck costume at Six Flags. And then we would also, if you were big time, you could go to the parades, like the 4th of July parades.
If you were a good Daffy Duck, they let you march in the parade.
Exactly.
Did you get to march in the parade?
I got to march in a parade in the old-time car. The old-time car.
What did that pay?
Oh.
You remember?
No, it was probably $5-6 an hour back at the time.
How old were you?
I was 16. But it was fun. I mean, it was a great job. You go out in the park for about...
Did you do it in the summer?
In the summer.
How do you breathe in that thing?
You can't. But so they would only have you go out for about 15 minutes, and then you get a 45-minute break, and you go in and play cards. That's why I took the
I've job. Done that before.
Yeah. For you wore a mascot suit?
You wore the
for family birthday parties.
Oh, I remember. You were Barney.
Here's another thing we didn't
know. You were Barney.
I was a Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
And
but there was no pressure because you weren't employed by anybody.
No.
You were doing it on your own.
But it was fun. I thought I could do that as a job. It's very, you know, because kids are just, well, besides the ones that are
You know scared. What a psychiatrist would
we
say about
them.
You? If you said what you just said to me, it was fun, they would say, you are... a suppressed pedophile.
I would agree with that. The men who did that, I agree.
You agree?
They were.
Thank you.
100%.
He could be a pedophile. Wow. He could dress up and lure children. That's sick.
But you get to
and
almost be a kid
you
for a while.
The waist.
Yeah.
Right.
He liked
hugging
it. Kids. I mean, he's already got the problem with the rubbing. Doesn't he?
Yeah, well, she knows about the thing in the gym when you had the bummer.
So he did that when in the costume.
Now he's perverted.
Just driving down the highway now.
So next job, after you were Daffy Duck, what did you do?
I did write those down. See how blonde I am? I can't even remember. I think I was a flight attendant after college.
What do you mean you think you were a flight attendant?
I think that's my next job. I didn't have to worry.
No, you mean you think that was the next one. You don't think you were a flight attendant.
No, I didn't think I was a flight attendant. I would have issues if
all right, let's talk about this, and I'll tell you why I want to talk about this. My wife to this day, seriously, and I'm not making this up, believes that I ruined her life because she wanted to be a flight attendant. I mean, in high school, she decided she wanted to be a flight attendant. And she never became a flight attendant because I kind of derailed all that. And I can't help it that the alluring, spellbinding power of my sexuality and my attraction took her off course. I can't help that.
You were going to miss her too much? Is that why you didn't want her to?
No, she married me, and that was the end of the flight attendant thing. Because I'm not going to get married to somebody who's going to go off to flight attendant school.
Because you're so in love with her.
Well,
you wanted to be around her all the time.
Absolutely.
You paid her, didn't you?
What?
You paid her to stay home then.
Oh, I pay her every day of my life. I've paid her for decades. But no guy wants to marry a woman who's going to go off and become a flight.
Right.
There's the end of that marriage. I mean, she's traveling the world. She's with the pilot.
Oh,
how that goes. I've seen those movies.
Yeah.
I've seen those movies. So let's talk about that because I've told my wife, I said, look, You think you wanted to be a flight attendant. In fact, had you done it, I'm guessing you'd hate it because here's my take. You're a waitress in a tiny, cramped little diner. That's what it's kind of like. So you went to flight attendant school.
I graduated. I went to college and I played soccer and I studied computer science. My dad was proud of me. He was so excited for me to go out and make money. I was the first person in our family to go to college. He was very excited. And I came home and I said, Dad, I got a job. And he said, all right, what are you going to do? What kind of computer stuff? I said, I'm a flight attendant. I went and got a job as a flight attendant. I went to
By the time you told him, you'd already gone to the school?
I had already got the... No, I hadn't gone to school. I was hired and I signed a contract.
Okay.
After I told him. So the contract was signed. I went to a job interview with a friend and I sat outside the interview and the guy who was interviewing went in and hired me on the spot and said, you can do this. Signed a 6-month contract.
All right, now hold on. Train you. So you signed a contract with what airline?
It was TWA small carrier. It was
the Express.
Express or something
okay.
like that. Yeah.
The commuter line.
And we're going to pay for my training, which a lot of people, I guess that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. They make you commit and sign a contract
before they train you. Before they train you. You have to sign a 6-month contract.
So what you say is that you promise you will work for them for at least six months if they train you.
Exactly.
How long was the training?
Probably 3 months. And for a blind girl, it was kind of hard to learn all those airports. Airport codes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, the different, the three-letter code.
Now, do you still remember the put your seat to tables and do you remember any of that spiel?
I wish I did, but I was really bad at it because I can't remember things. That's not my strong point. Mm. I would do it.
I can tell when the women are the ones that are reading it. You can always tell. You know, welcome aboard. In case of emergency, the flotation cushion. And then some of them have done it so many times, they just blah, 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 through it and you can't even understand what they're saying. So you never memorized it.
I did memorize it near the end, I think. And then I had fun with it. But I knew it was over when people would get on the plane and I looked at them like they were the enemy. Like I wanted something to happen to them before they got on the plane.
Like,
I knew,
whoa.
People were so mean when they were getting.
So you were a flight attendant that wanted something bad to happen to the passengers?
Holy cow. But they were so mean.
On your plane.
Not in that way, but they were so mean after a while that people were so mean to you.
What does that mean? Were you in first class or coach?
On the little planes, there was just
one. How were they mean to you?
They didn't want to be there, so they were just crabby, and they treated me like I was really stupid, stupid, but I wanted to say I'm smart. I have a college degree. Don't.
Yeah, but so I see football players with a college degree. I saw one this weekend interviewed. The guy couldn't even make a sentence.
I agree.
And you see the guy interviewed, and I forgot what team he played for, and he said in the interview that he graduated from college, but they pushed him through and let him through. He said, I didn't go to classes.
Wow.
He actually... Confirmed.
Yeah, they usually don't admit that.
Oh, no. He did. He said, I don't deserve to have a degree. Just because I'm a good football player, they let me through. Bingo. I've always said that was true.
I was a good soccer player.
So you were a flight attendant for 6 months.
6 months.
What do you have, like, one best story out of the 6 months you were flight attendant?
I have a lot of them. One of the best ones, there was an old man that he wouldn't get out of the bathroom, and we were landing, and we just had to keep circling because he wouldn't get out of the bathroom. We were banging on the door.
Why would you keep circling because the guy's in the bathroom?
They wouldn't let him land because
you can't land if somebody's in the toilet.
That's what they kept saying. Everybody had to be in, and the guy kept circling around, and he wouldn't land. It was a.
Did you have to go in and get this old guy?
I think the captain came out. I think eventually, and that's when we could go into the cockpit.
The cockpit,
and
right.
That was interesting. If you brought the drink up to the cockpit, that was.
How was that interesting? Because the pilots hit on you.
Oh yeah, that's all. That's awful.
Well, it's true.
It's really all it was. We would go into a city. You'd first get a call from the captain,
right,
to see if he wanted to go to dinner or go.
Hey, this is getting
to the
good.
Room.
Oh, it
this
was like, well, I'm sure.
An order.
It was like their own
There's
dating
an order
pool.
To they it. Just, there is an order to your phone calls that you would get to. You would get a phone call from the captain first.
Now, you know you're blowing the lid off of some
I'm not
flight
in
attendant
industry
secrets.
Anymore.
What do you care?
I don't care. I'm not in it.
Now,
in
was on the pecking order, where did you fall as a new
I was new. I was new when I was young.
Green,
blind.
So you were top of the list.
I don't think... I think I got the phone call first back then. But then I think I became boring and I didn't go out to drink with them. I didn't do all the fun stuff. So I soon became not as
I'm guessing that after 6 months, they kicked you out. You didn't quit.
No, you didn't
play the game, and they fired you.
I didn't. Well, I have been fired from jobs, but not that one. I did leave.
So you hated it.
I hated it. But it made me appreciate my education, and it made me appreciate any other job that I've had since then.
And it made you appreciate the people who are flight attendants.
Exactly.
Who put up
it is really hard work, and you really honestly get harassed. I mean, touched, grabbed. Everything is grabbed.
No, especially the ones, the business travelers, because they're probably not happy to have to always go out of town and stuff. They're probably the most cranky, I would imagine.
Now, before we take a break, I might tell people, you're stunningly attractive, and I see flight attendants now. This was the good old days. I guarantee you there's no grabbing, pinching. There's no pilot call at the hotel to two-ton Tessie, who is the flight attendant. They're not calling her when they land in Miami. She's not getting that call. You would have been on the list of the ones that got the call back in the good old days when flight attendants looked like I still think they should look. We're going to have to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll continue the segment we call Getting to Know You. As we get to know Missy Miller. Do you drink beer?
I don't. I wish. My husband does for both of us.
He does for both of us. He's a drunk.
Is he
drunk?
He's not a drunk. No, he's not a drunk, but he likes to drink when he drinks.
How much beer does he drink when he sits down? We drink like 8 beers?
No, I think 4. I think 4 is about
that's,
4.
You know what? I just read an article. 3 or more, drunk.
He's
a drunk. Oh. Yeah. If you drink 3 or more, you're drunk. You've tasted beer.
I've tasted beer.
Okay. We're going to have, you know what we're going to do? Get some American Patriot beer.
Yeah.
And we're going to have her take it home, get it nice and cold, taste it, and then tell me what you think.
He's just like Mikey. He would love to try it.
No, you.
Oh, I would love to try it.
I would like for you to try it. Because here's the deal. There was a time in this town of St. Louis, Missouri, when we were proud to boast a big St. Louis beer name. And the ownership was St. Louis. The origin was St. Louis. And it was a wonderful point of pride for this city. And then that went away 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, we still have the beer and we still have the name. But the St. Louis thing is gone, but it's back. It's back in the form of American Patriot beer. American Patriot beer has been on the market for, and I'm guessing, but I'm close, about 2 to 3 months. Been on the market 2 to 3 months.
And it's nice to have that pride in drinking something that's local.
That's local, that's American, that's patriotic. But none of that would matter if it tastes like crap. If it were bad beer, then none of that other stuff would matter. They go out of business. That's what happens. I don't think that's going to happen because it actually is a very good beer. Now, I'm not an expert on beer. And you say, well, who are you to say whether a beer is good or not? I'm just me. I tasted it. I tasted over the course of a week, 3 or 4. It was an assignment. I had to do it. Of the regular and the light. And I gave my wife some. She's not a beer expert either. But she is German. Of German. Her maiden name, Schomaker. And her dad loved beer. So she has that ability inherently, genetically, to appreciate beer, good beer. And she loved this American Patriot beer. My mother-in-law loved this American Patriot beer, even more German than my wife. And so that's what I go by, as well as the other people that we have talked to who have tasted American Patriot beer. Now, I will say this. If you're a fan of these darker, bitter, strong, stout type ales, and this may not be your beer, but I don't think that's most of America. I think most of America likes a smooth, easy drinking, clean, crisp beer with no aftertaste, no bitterness. That is American Patriot beer. And again, when you throw in the fact that it was the idea, the name conjured up right here in the United States of America, right here in St. Louis, in fact, the packaging, the labeling, the bottling, everything American, then you have American Patriot beer. If you want to know more, go to their website, American Patriot. Oh, you can get it at Deerberg, Schnook, Shop and Save, Quick Trip, Mobile on the Run, and other places. And if you go somewhere and they don't have American Patriot beer, ask them why not and say, would you please get it, or I'll have to go somewhere else to buy my beer. Go to this website, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
All right, let's check the highways right now with Frank Ladd. Frank? Thanks, Dan. No major incidents out there. We do have a stalled report this afternoon. 270 southbound at Olive. That one's on the right shoulder. It's a pretty good run southbound on 270 this afternoon between Olive and Dorney Ferry. No major delays there. Westbound on Highway 40. It's a good run out of the city. 64 westbound past Forest Park. Then again, ballasted to Mason Road and out towards the Boone Bridge. That normal slowdown due to the construction is there. Eastbound on 270 up in North County. Your slow go now between Riverview and the Canal Bridge. This update is brought to you by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Don't miss the Hollywood Casino Job Fair Wednesday, October 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. For more details, go to HollywoodCasinoSt.Louis.com and come be a star. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are the generation that survived the 60s.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Far out, man.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods. Entertainment from Henry's Humans, featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and more.
Groovy, man.
You can win an all-inclusive trip for two to the Rio Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico. From Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Baby Boomer Expo. Sunday, November 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From the Big 550.
Farm out. Right on.
KTRS.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
The cane that truly stands alone. The Hurricane is now the fastest selling cane on national TV. Why? Ask our loyal customer, Cindy.
I am an amputee who wears a prosthetic leg. I never dreamt in my wildest dreams I would be walking with a cane. I don't cry anymore because I don't have the ability to walk. I cry now for tears of joy because I can walk. I absolutely love it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go thanks to its proprietary pivoting head.
Wherever I'm at, in the kitchen, or if I'm even at the mailbox, or anywhere I need to use my hand, I can just set it there. It is tremendous. There was no other cane out there that has done what this cane has done for me.
Get the full Hurricane standalone package for a historic price. And now free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvcane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvcane.com.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation. Now just $11.87 a roll. It's softer and a lot easier to handle. And the new lower price? Well, that's a lot easier on your wallet. For a better insulation job, start with better insulation. Get your hands on Owens Corning EcoTouch, now only $11.87 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I love this song. Is this Laura Branigan? Who is it?
Yep.
What happened to her?
Really? She had this song and Self Control, but that was about it.
So game time tonight is 7 o'clock. We can knock two out. That would be great. We have I guess to some people it would be kind of a disturbing article about all this pink awareness and breast cancer awareness month and all this... everything pink means a lot of money is going to breast cancer research. No, it's not. It's been a big scam for a long, long time. Before anybody gets mad at me thinking, oh, how dare you? I didn't say that it didn't start out or that there weren't still some legitimate pink-colored events and clothing and bracelets that did some good. But you'd be stunned to know how much of that sends little to no money to do anybody any good when it comes to breast cancer. And there's a great article today about the I watched part of a football game Saturday and I wanted to throw up. The guys had pink shoes on. They had pink like legging things on.
Right.
Pink on the
gloves.
It was completely overkill. It was much too pink on the field. And then there's a great article. Somebody did some digging and broke out how much of that really did any good toward or went toward breast cancer research. Very little, but boy, did it make a lot of money for the owners of those teams. They're the ones that reap the big benefits. We have Missy Miller in the studio, as you know.
Hey guys.
The worldwide search continues.
Continues?
Oh.
You're here.
Wow. I like that confidence.
Okay. It may be over. It may not be over. Unlike American Idol, we don't go city to city and have people by the thousands. We're very particular, and we have a couple of candidates, and Missy is certainly one of them. Now, I was talking to you about jobs you've had, and you were a flight attendant, and you hated it, and you quit. Did you ever get fired from a job?
I haven't been fired.
Who were you fired from?
It was, I think, AG Edwards. It was... My dad was in a boat accident in 1997 with my brother.
Right.
And I probably wasn't in a good place. And I was just like, forget this. Forget this is not important. This money stuff.
It killed your
important.
Dad, right?
It killed my dad. And right. We never found my dad. He was in the Mississippi River and we never found him. And my brother suffered a brain injury.
He still has his brain injured to this day.
He still has a brain injury. We're not sure if he's mentally ill. We're not sure if he's mentally ill as a result of the brain injury or if he was going to be on that path in life. We didn't see it at that age. I mean, he was kind of a little off, but there's a lot of 20-something-year-olds that are a little off.
And they never found your dad's body?
They never found
him. How horrible.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 27. And I know it sounds, at the time, it's horrible, and I miss my dad, and it was absolutely horrible. But what better way to go? doing what you love, where he loved, and he didn't have to have a funeral. We didn't pay for a funeral. I mean, that's the way he would have wanted it.
Now, was he with somebody?
He was, him and my brother were on the boat.
And that's it, those two?
Just those two.
Were they fishing or skiing? What were they doing?
Yeah, you know the article or the video that's been kind of on the internet down at the Lake of the Ozarks?
Yes.
That is the best way I can describe
it.
It's the first time I've ever seen what they've described happen on my on the boat.
So they were in a small boat.
They were in about a 27-foot Baja, and it was my dad. It was my dad's pride and joy.
And he was probably going fast. That's a fast boat.
Oh yeah, he was fast. He liked it fast. He wanted to get a pontoon boat, and I told him, "Dad, that's so boring. We can't go fishing. We can't do anything." So we talked him into the Baja, but
he's not going to fish off a Baja.
I know
that's not a fishing boat.
Right. No, so he bought the Baja because I wanted something fun, and we wanted to be able to do fun stuff. So he loved it. He was a show off. He absolutely was probably going fast, and he was ejected from the boat. And my brother went through the windshield and came back in, and he was airlifted to the hospital. But my dad, I don't think he would have wanted to go any other way. It was exactly how he wanted to go, and he never wanted to be old or sick. I've never saw my dad.
Well, what a positive way to look at a horrible thing. Oh, how old was he?
He was 52. He was 52, and he reminds me of Peter Pan. I think he would have planned it that way if you could plan your life. I think, except for missing my kids and missing my brother's kids, I don't think he would want it any other way. He worked for Chrysler. Chrysler's closed. I don't think he would have known what to do with this time.
Sometimes things happen the way they're supposed to.
So I really think, how I got fired, I just, my priorities, I didn't care. So I was spending, I wasn't really being committed. I was going in late. I probably wasn't doing my job. And
my kids, I care. You could have fit in here. Yeah. You could have come to work here. Yeah. That's what we looked for.
And they, I was walked out of the place. It was a good wake-up call to let me know that I needed to be doing what I wanted to be doing.
Yeah, and you must have really been a slacker, because AG Edwards was actually a good place to work.
It was a great place to work. They were wonderful, absolutely wonderful. But I was asking for it. I mean, I was doing things in a way that I think you know. And I just didn't know how to say it. And it was a rough place.
Let me take a completely other direction. What's the meanest thing you've ever done to anybody? See, this is I've got to play the music again, the Getting to Know You. Oh. Every time we break into the segment, we should play the Getting to Know You music. And now, part two of Getting to Know You as we get to know Missy Miller. Thank you, Bruce. That's the voice of Bruce Lynn. Brown approach for Bruce Lynn. Bruce
Lynn.
Boy, I don't even know how I would answer that
What's
question.
The meanest thing you ever did to anybody?
You made Dawn look so nice, and you're asking me mean things.
No, I don't make Dawn look nice. Mother Teresa makes Dawn look nicer than she is. What is the meanest thing that you can think of that
there's
you ever
so
did
many.
To some? There's so many.
There's so many.
That you feel
so
bad
weird.
To this day about.
A lot to my brothers. I mean, my brothers and
count.
I fought horribly.
Brothers and sisters, that doesn't count. In school, did you ever set another girl up to watch your fall, to lose a contest, a pageant? Did you ever steal somebody's...
Yeah, I probably, when I was young, I stole things that I shouldn't have. I mean, I just didn't have great moral compass. My friends and I, we would just go to the store and just take
what
things.
Store? Grocery store?
Like Target or Adventure.
And stole?
Yeah, I was horrible.
Call the man who's actually.
No, my mom. And I'm not that person anymore, but when I was young, I don't
right.
Hey, do you have a pen?
Uh-oh.
Can I use a
wait
pen?
A
Dan chained down the
gosh,
computer.
Gosh, my kids are listening.
It's Target
now,
security.
What did you used to give me? What's the biggest thing you stole? What's the most expensive thing you stole?
I think my brothers and I stole a motorcycle from somebody's garage once.
Whoa!
Oh, my motorcycle.
I thought you were going to say, I stole
my mom,
like a
thank goodness
necklace.
My parents
some candy.
Passed away.
Yeah. We stole some Tootsie Rolls.
I was just with my brothers on that. I knew it was wrong. But
you stole a motorcycle?
Out of somebody's garage. Yes.
What happened to the motorcycle?
We got caught by the police, and we got in trouble. A lot of trouble.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Did you get arrested?
I didn't. I think I was young enough.
How old were you?
I think I was maybe 15.
Yeah, just
15.
Under the wire.
I mean, there was a path that we were going when we were young. My parents both worked. They were divorced. They were going separate ways, and I could have done whatever
what
I wanted.
What else did you steal?
Time. Oh, gosh. I got in trouble. I did get in trouble once for stealing fake fingernails.
Yeah.
And then girl pads. Seriously.
Like girl pads, like mini pads?
Yeah. Because I didn't have enough money, and that's what I sold when I was like 16.
Wow.
Isn't that horrible?
I didn't need to know that.
I know.
Maxi buckets. See,
how'd you get them? How'd you smuggle them?
It was so
expensive. One at a time?
She stole them once a month.
One at a time.
You know how embarrassing it was?
You know, it's a funny thing. This blonde comes in, and every month we're short. We're short a box of Kotex.
Oh, my husband doesn't even know these stories.
Well, he does now.
Oh, gosh.
What's the nicest thing you've ever done for anybody?
You know,
And it's okay to pat yourself because it's anonymous. You're not naming the specifics. What's the nicest thing you ever did?
I think I've made up for the second half of my life, and I've gone the opposite way. And just help people that are in need a lot. I mean, I help my brother.
I'm in need, by the way.
my brother is disabled. And I give, honestly, since 2008, I probably haven't done much for myself.
So you're a giver.
To help. Well, not enough to my husband, I think.
I don't care about him. You're a giver.
Right. I'm a giver.
I couldn't care less about him.
I'm not a taker anymore. I'm a giver.
That's good.
Well, this is an interesting path.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I talked about this stuff.
I have to sell something again. I have to sell something, and then we're going to come back. And next hour, Jose Hernandez is coming in. Do you know who Jose is? Do you know what he does?
Yes, he's a computer guy. Computer guys.
That's right. Well, you love computer guys.
Yeah, she's
guys.
A tech girl.
I'm a tech girl. I have a computer side.
You'll hit it off great with Jose. How's your back? Does your back hurt?
It doesn't hurt at all, but okay. I'm sure after
leg
tonight
ache,
it will.
Neck ache, headache, foot ache, no?
Nothing.
Can't help you. Can't send you to good feet. You don't need them.
My husband needs it.
He sounds like a wreck. He's a drunk and he's got a backache. Holy cow. Or a headache or neck ache. Well, we'll send him to the good feet store. We'll send him to one of the three good feet stores. Here's the thing. Now, do you know what they sell at the good feet stores?
They sell shoes. There's one
right
by my house.
Nope. See, this
they
is
don't
a,
sell,
no, this is a great sell. Misconception. I'm actually glad you said that. First of all, you're dumb blonde.
No.
And so you didn't even know,
there's
even
one right
after all the times I've said it, that they don't sell shoes. They sell inserts.
Inserts.
Yes, arch supports, inserts, things to enable you to keep your same shoes, but it's almost as if you now have corrective shoes, but they're the same shoes you had. You're just changing the way you stand and you walk because you're doing... You're doing something wrong a lot of times that's creating the pain in the foot or the neck or the leg or the knees or the hip or whatever. It's we don't all walk perfectly. I walk with my feet pointing out like a duck. And some people are pigeon-toed. Some people walk on the sides, the outer edges. And then there are people who are on their feet a lot. They work on their feet. And pressure points, it's all about pressure points. So when you're going to good feet and you won't be there but 30, 45 minutes, that's all it takes. And you're going to know. They either can or can't help you. Hopefully they can. They do for a lot of people. But they'll have you take your shoe off. And you go, oh, my feet are so ugly. Don't worry. You keep your sock on. You step down on a piece of paper, and it makes an impression. And they can look at that, and they're real good at looking at that and going, aha, you are walking on the ball of your feet. Too much pressure on the heel of your foot, too much on the outside, inside, toe, whatever. And then they'll start the process, and they'll try and insert maybe another one. And when you say, hold on, and you walk around the store and you go, wow, that's so much better. Bingo, you found the insert. And you say goodbye to the pain. There's no 100% guarantee, but the percentages are pretty impressive of people who walk out of there with either a lot less pain or no pain compared to the way they walked in. And I hope you're one of those people. There are three Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive just west of 270 across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. And forget what the blonde here said a while ago about shoes. They don't sell shoes, but they, you know what they sell? They sell relief, pain relief, one-stop pain relief. You can also go online to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Here's a look at traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. Working with a crash this afternoon, northbound Highway A, just north of Highway 70. That's a two-vehicle collision. Use some caution there. Got a stall now, 255 eastbound, just before Telegraph. That one's reported on the right shoulder. 270 southbound, starting to fill in now pockets of heavy traffic between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. 270 eastbound, you're on the brakes near Lilac all the way up to the Chain of Rocks Bridge and the Canal Bridge due to the construction there. 70 eastbound, you start to slow near Grand. Remember, those express lanes are closed. 64 westbound, just a little bit of volume now at McCausland. This update is brought to you by the Dish Network. Forget to record your favorite primetime show, get Dish, and you'll never have to worry about that again. Their new whole home HD DVR, The Hopper, has primetime anytime. It lets you automatically record all four networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Tuesday on the Morning Quickie, we give you the full Monty. Now, I hope the debate tomorrow night doesn't include the full Monty from either candidate. But I will give you the full Monty. Not that kind of full Monty. The full information from our political research director. He's a guy named Monty. And we'll break down the debate, what it's going to take to win or lose on both sides.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Are you in the market for a new household appliance? Don't do anything until you check out Affordable Kitchens and Baths this weekend. This weekend, starting Thursday, October 18th, runs through Saturday. Normally, Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great deals, but this weekend, they got another giant shipment, a brand new container stocked full of upright chest freezers that will be an additional 25% off. How about granite slabs? 10% off the already ridiculously low prices, 5% off the custom quartz and kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops, free delivery on orders over $2,000. Affordable Kitchens and Baths is on South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly South Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths, their October warehouse sale starts Thursday, runs through Saturday. Affordable Kitchens and Baths, save big at Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
All right, as we work our way toward the news, and then we follow that with a visit from Jose Hernandez. Stick around, stay tuned. We got more of getting to know Missy Miller, and then I'm going to do a lot of people a huge favor right now. I can't imagine that there's anybody out there who doesn't know it's a bad idea to keep making minimum payments on credit cards. But you know what? It's a big world, and there may very well be somebody listening who's either never heard it or never paid any attention to it. So let me make this real clear. You're going to hear this more than once in your life. There'll be people who suggest that you get rid of your credit card debt. I'm going to tell you, pay attention, and pay attention to this name, American Equity Mortgage. They've been doing this for people for over 20 years. They're very good at it. Don't worry about your credit, the fact that it's not perfect, there's a blemish or two. They know how to deal with all of that. They work fast. They'll get you approved. It's very rare that they can't take care of somebody when it comes to loaning them the money they need to pay off that bad credit card debt. Get it back to zero balance and start a better life with more money in your pocket. Start here, 314-878-9999. 4 o'clock. From 8.